Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. This is Drew Doherty, and on Monday, Dr. James Muntz, the team physician for the Houston Texans, answered questions from the media about the swine flu and its impact on the football team.
Dr. Muntz, over here to your left. How many confirmed? I mean, we know Anthony Hill has it, and then a couple other guys have been sick, but is Anthony Hill the only confirmed case, and do you suspect the other two guys have swine flu as well?
Well, that's an excellent question, David, but, you know, we have one guy with a confirmed swine flu case, Anthony Hill. It's been in the media. It's been in the paper. I'm not prepared to say if anybody's been tested, will be tested, or has the swine flu. What we would do as a physician is if and we do have a case of swine flu, if other players, other patients had similar symptoms, upper respiratory symptoms, colds, fever, extreme body aches, then we treat them as if they have the flu. I don't need a culture. I don't need a result back. If I was to see a player, or if you came in as a patient, I saw you on Friday, I may not get test results back till Sunday, Monday. Sometimes the tests don't even help. So, you know, we treat patients. I see 30 people a day. Some of them have upper respiratory infections. Some of them have the flu. Some may have the swine flu. It's up to me as a physician to use clinical judgment and treat these people. So I'm really not prepared to say if other people are tested or if they haven't.
Dr. Muntz, then, if you're not saying that, what about Eugene Wilson? They said he couldn't stand. He was so sick.
He was seen. I'm not sure he had the same syndrome. He did not have fever. He was achy. And for contagious issues, we sent him home, sent him out. He called me last night. He was already better. Anthony Hill called me this morning, texted me, said, I feel great. Can I come back and practice with the team? If somebody's 48 hours out from being a febrile, we're going to let them return, let them play. So, you know, every one of these are case-by-case situations. But, you know, these tests are very sensitive. If we tested everybody in the room in here, there may be two or three people that would test positive for swine flu. They may not even be sick. But as a physician, I've got to make clinical judgment, look at fevers, temps, and make a decision. If I see somebody today, I don't get their test back, if I even did test until Wednesday or Thursday.
So if somebody like Eugene Wilson, you treat him like he's got the flu, but you don't necessarily test him to put a name on it?
That's correct. I mean, he had similar symptoms. We do have a guy with swine flu. We're fairly generous with using Tamiflu, which treats both seasonal flu and the swine flu. So, again, in each of these cases, we treat them each individually and make a decision on that basis.
Was Chris Brown suffering from the same thing, just not as bad?
No, he actually had different symptoms. He had more gastrointestinal-type symptoms, treated differently, and I think this was an unrelated illness.
How many players have to deal with flu-like symptoms?
I couldn't give you the numbers. There were a number of people before the game yesterday that were sick. A couple of them showed up morning of the game with new symptoms. And a couple of them had GI symptoms that I do not think were swine flu and did not get treated as such.
Was the a DB, did he have the gastrointestinal problems too?
Yes, he did. He was dehydrated. I saw him today in the office. He felt much better.
Do you feel like the swine flu is a continuing threat to the team?
That's the swine flu is the swine flu. It's out there. It's not. You can't just say the team. It's the team, the NFL. It's people in the United States. I wouldn't just say, are we worried about the team? This is a community-acquired infection. A number of high schools have had it. Other teams have had it or thought they had it. So it's not a team issue. It's a health issue worldwide.
What's the biggest thing you're telling the players to try to keep it from spreading? Is there one?
Yeah, the trainers are great. Jeff, the coaches tell the player wash hands, don't use the same towels. If signs up about covering mouth, nose if you cough, sneeze. Any of these players that feel badly, let the trainers know. They call us. They've got cell phone numbers. They've got the trainer's cell phone numbers. If we think that they have the flu, the main thing that probably keys me in is fever, achiness, extreme body aches, headache, sore teeth, sore jaw. We jump on these people and treat them fairly quickly with either a prophylactic or a treatment dose of medications.
Doctor, you mentioned, you talked about Wilson and Brown and Hill. What about Xavier?
About him being sick? Yes. He, you know, some of these guys had different symptoms. A couple of those, Xavier had different symptoms, and it was more gastrointestinal.
Last question right here. When will Wilson be able to come back?
He's not febrile. He'll be checked day to day. And you know, usually if they're afebrile for 48 hours, people come back. I'm not worried about
what does
contagious.
That mean?
No fever. No fever for 48 hours. We're pretty comfortable with that. We've also talked to infectious disease people in Houston. We've talked to the NFL. They have an NFL physician. And we keep them abreast of what's going on.